Hi again. I just wanted to share some reflections whilst out here in, we're sort of middle Spain at the moment. And where we are at the moment, we've really been struggling to find places that we could park up to sleep for the night because the farming here is just everywhere. It's just, all it is field after field after field of various crops. And I can't help but feel sad about all of that because, you know, the fields are so vast and they would have been covered in trees. They would have been covered in all sorts of plants, edible plants, you know. And I just feel like humanity has really lost its way quite deeply because, like, here at the moment, there's just like little patches of woodland, like very small patches, you know. Most of it is used for logging, so like they're farming the trees as well as farming all the crops. And I just feel like, you know, we were born into a place that can be like the Garden of Eden, you know, with so much there. And all of this, like, controlling the land, controlling the plants, controlling the crops, I just feel isn't coming from our truth. It's coming from those who seek to control us as well. I think I sort of decided to do this as well because I've just been for a little walk into one of the tiny patches of woodland to see if there was anything I could forage in there. I came back with a little little bunch of cleavers for us to have as part of our tea. I got some nettles earlier on, but I went over into the woodland because obviously it's all the farmers' fields here, so there's a lot of spraying, so I wanted to get like into the centre of the woods in the hope that there wouldn't be as much chemicals on it. But like when I forage, I'm quite conscious of like any little creatures that are living on those plants. And I try not to pick the ones that have already been kind of taken or bagsed, as I think of it, by the bugs, because, you know, that's their home. They're just doing their thing. They're living out their life cycles as well. So, you know, like I'm often either rehoming a few bugs if I've picked it off and hadn't seen them, or I'll leave certain ones. I mean, granted, I might not be as fastidious if I was starving, but when I'm not starving, I'll look out for them all. And it just made me realise when I got back to the van, like I'm sat between a crop of, I think it's wheat on one side and rapeseed on the other of this track that we're parked up on. And it just made me realise, you know, like I'm there like trying not to kill aphids and flies and beetles and all these little people on the small amount of stuff that I'm foraging. And like when they harvest this stuff, the amount of death must be absolutely ridiculous, you know, apart from the plants themselves, of course. But, you know, like just the amount of insect death, you know, the amount of like little rodent deaths, you know, I'm sure especially in the wheat, it looks like there'd be quite a lot of, you know, like mice and things like that. And I just thought how crazy it is, because I'm sure like most of the farmers probably wouldn't be thinking of anything like that, you know, probably has never even crossed their minds. And but I just find it so, it's sad that we're in that position where we don't consider our actions, we don't consider the losses of other animals' habitats or their lives or whatever else. And it's not a judgment on anyone, because I think, you know, we're all on this path, we're all on this journey to try and like make sense of life at a very earth level. But like at a soul level, I think we're on this journey to actually try and wake ourselves up and hopefully bring consciousness and awareness more onto the planet. And you know, obviously we're all at different stages on that. You know, I know that I've still got a long way to go as well. But I just, again, I'm feeling it very strongly that while we are still disregarding all the other beings on this planet, you know, while we're not honouring their right to their life, their right to their cycles, you know, while we take indiscriminately without considering anything, I just feel like that unconsciousness is the thing that's leading to what could be a downfall for humanity. I mean, I'm not really into like scaremongering and, you know, the end is nigh and all of this stuff. But I just feel like it's about what kind of world we truly want to live in. Do we want to live in a world where people just take for profit, where they don't care the damage they cause, they don't care the impact they have on other people's lives, on other animals' lives, on the plants' lives, on the lives of every living sentient creature on the planet? Or, you know, do we want to live a little bit more gracefully, a little bit more beautifully, a little bit more in connection, a little bit more, 'cause just with the beauty around us, and it really is beautiful, you know, even as I'm sat here and there's bloody chemtrails above me in a big cross shape and all over the bloody place, actually, to be honest. And but there's the trees here and even the crop plants. I mean, they're beautiful, the flowers on the rape seeds, it's lovely, and I'm watching the bees and everything, you know, and it is beautiful. And I just find it sad that we then go along with a gigantic machine and just hack all this stuff down and squash it all along with every creature that's living in it. And it just, it's just a weird way that we choose to live at times as humanity. And sorry, hang on, Ricky's gesturing at me. Why are you gesturing?
So, hello. So I feel like there's really a way out of consumerism, you know, because we're taking so much, but the human spirit knows there's another way. There is another way. Yeah. And but it needs all of us to shift to help that path come forward.
Yeah. I was just while I was holding the microphone up for Ricky then like little green fly guy had landed on my arm. So I was just like watching him a bit while Ricky was talking. But that's the thing, you know, like when we're living without consciousness, when we're living without connection, we don't see the world. You know, when we're numbed out by processed foods, system foods, farmed foods, we don't really see all these other beings that are living their lives around us, who are showing us things all the time, really. You know, we get an insight into other lives, into other ways, into other experiences, if we look, if we just take the time, if we stop a second from the crazy spin most of us are in the normal world. And I suppose it's just that. I mean, we've got so much choice. You know, we really do have a lot of choice, and the choices we make have a massive impact, you know. They have a massive impact on our life. They have a massive impact on the lives all around us, the animals' lives, the plants' lives, the planet's life. You know, how the currents move, how the energy moves, how everything flows. And a lot of the time it seems like humanity has got quite stagnant and stuck and quite lost. And a lot of people are going through the motions, all the things that they were taught, all the things that they were programmed to take as normal and believe as normal life. And they're so caught in those patterns. And, you know, most people aren't very happy. Deep down, you know, they can be numbing out with the various foods and drink and drugs and sex and shopping and gambling and sports and whatever else it is people use to get by. But often deep down, people aren't very happy. And I do feel that is because of the feeling of isolation underneath that a lot of us have, really, because of that lack of connection. And if we can get to be more conscious about how we treat all the other beings on this planet, how we treat ourselves, because being kind to ourselves is very important too. You know, the more we can be conscious of that, we start to see the interconnection again, and we can start to have more of a sense of peace and love, you know, because it does bring the love out, you know, when you do watch different creatures, when you watch the plants, when you see the beauty all around, it does open our hearts, it does bring us into a place of love more. And most people are really needing a bit more of that, really. And I think that might be all I need to say, really, at the moment. Just like it is such a beautiful world, and I just don't want to see us screw it up, really, any more than we already have. You know, because I do believe that the nature and everything can bounce back. If we can change our consciousness, if we can realise we don't need to consume in the vast, vast, vast quantities that we do, you know, when that realisation can come through to us that we don't need to keep buying more products, that we don't need to consume as much food. If we're eating more wild food, the nutrition is so superior to the farmed foods. You know, you don't need to eat as much. You feel satiated. You feel like your body's getting what you need. So just if we can be more conscious, I think that's the general thing, just being more conscious. I'm trying to do that, you know. I'm not saying this as in I'm there. Like, all of this is a work in progress. I fall back into patterns much more easily than I would like. But the more we can try, the more that we can try to be conscious, to try and be aware of ourselves, the people around us, the beings on this planet, you know, all of them from the different kingdoms, animal kingdom, plant kingdom, even the mineral kingdom. You know, there's so much wisdom to be had in every aspect of creation, because ultimately we are all aspects of source, we are all aspects of all that is. So everything has something to show us. We can learn from everything, really, which is beautiful. And I guess I have to learn about the destruction and things, but I just feel like so much of it is needless, and living more in connection and balance, I think, would create a beautiful place on this planet. It really, really would. And I send that out to love with everybody, with love even to everybody. I do send that out with love to everybody, because we're all walking these paths, and for most of us those paths aren't the easiest. And that's why, as I said before, the self-love and compassion, the kindness to ourselves is vital. You know, a lot of people do care about others but are still very unkind to themselves. And, you know, really, it's got to be across the board. You know, that love, that compassion, that care, that respect, just at a basic level, just the respect, this respect for every being, every creature that shares this place. And we can move into a beautiful future together.